Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh. Bezer Hashem Yizborach, we're about to begin the fifth topic of Parshas Nosoi, the topic of Nozir, Perek Vov, Posuk Aleph. Vayedaber Adonai el Moshe lemor, daber el b'nei Yisrael, v'amartu aleihem, ish o isho, ki yafli lindoy neder nozir lehazir ladonai. And Hashem told Moshe, tell the Bnei Yisrael, a man or a woman who expresses explicitly to make a neder that they're going to separate themselves from certain items, and they're doing this, l'shem shamayim. Says Rashi, ki yafli yafrish, to express explicitly. Period. Frek Rashi, lo mo nismecho parshas nozir le parshas soito. Why did the Torah put nozir right after soito? If a person sees what happens to a soita in the Beis HaMikdosh, that she blows up as a result of her being mizane, he should separate himself from wine. It is wine that often makes a person shikar, and as a result it comes to znus, it becomes lightheaded. Even though one may have said, the guy got his lesson in front of his eyes. He saw the soita blowing up. The last thing he's going to do now is nus. Nevertheless, says the Torah, no. You saw the concept of a soita. It entered your mind that such a thing is possible. You have to separate yourself from wine, so you shouldn't come to nus. Neder, nozir, a nazira b'chol mokom elo prisho. The word nozir means to separate. Avkan shepirish menayayin. He separates himself from wine. Lehazir l'ashem, lehavdil atzmo min hayayin, l'shem shamayim. He separates himself from wine for the sake of Hashem, so he shouldn't come to ni'uf. Pozuk gimel miyayin v'sheicho yazir, choymet yayin v'choymet sheicho lo yishte, v'chol mishras anovim lo yishte, v'anovim lachim mevivishim lo yoychel. He must separate himself from all types of wine, new and aged. He may not drink vinegar made out of new wine or vinegar made out of old wine. He may not drink any liquid in which grapes were sunk into. And he may not eat grapes, whether fresh or dried grapes, what we call raisins. Says Rashi, Miyayin v'sheicho, ketal gumoy, mechamar chadas v'atik. Chamar means wine, chadas v'atik is new and old. Why is old wine referred to by the Torah as sheicho? Because shayayin meshaker kisho yoshon. Wine makes you drunk when the wine is aged. V'chol mishras loshen tzviya b'mayim oy b'chol mashke. Tzviya in this Rashi over here doesn't mean to color or to paint. Rather it means to sunk into, to soak. If you soak grapes in water, that's called mishras. V'loshen mishnesh halbe. Whenever you soak a solid in a liquid, that's called mishras. So long as he's a nozir, anything that comes out of a grapevine, he may not eat. Whether it be chaltsani, which is the pits of grapes, or zog, the peel of grapes. It says Rashi, mechaltsanim hema garinim, zog hema klipa shemachutz. Why is it called a zog? Why is the peel referred to as zog? Shachaltsanim besoichon ki inbal bezug. A zug is the outer part of a bell. Inbal is the inner part of the bell that makes it ding. So the zog, the peel, is like the outer part of the bell. And the chaltsanim is like the inbal, the inner part of the bell. And the outer part of the bell is called a zug. That's the lashon of zug. Posuk hey, kol yemei neder nizroi, ta'ar lo yavoir al rishoi, ad melois hayomim, asher yazir ladoinoi kodosh yihye, gadil pera se'ar rishoi. Another issue that a nozir has, so long that he's a nozir, he may not shave his head with a razor. We also learn he may not shave it with any cutting utensil. Until the days that he vowed to be a nozir pass, his hair is kodosh, the hair is holy. In what sense? That he has to let it grow freely. He may not cut it. Says Rashi, Kadoshi hiye, not the nozir. Paseo shalo, his hair, regarding what? Legade la pera shal saro, to let it grow. Pera nokud patach koton. In Rashi's language, patach koton is referring to a segoil under the pay. And why is that? Lefisho dovuk lesaro ishoi. The word pera is a hyphenated word. It hyphenated together with saro ishoi. Pera shel seo. The growing of the hair. I don't know what the nikud would have been if pera was not hyphenated. But now that it is hyphenated, the nikud is a segoil under the pay. Pirush shel pera, gidul shel seo, the growing of the hair. The chain we had in Parshas Emoil regarding a kohen godoil who may not grow his hair out of a velus. Over there it says es roishoy lo yifro, may not grow his hair. Vein kori pera porois mishloishim yoim. The definition of growing hair is cannot be less than 30 days. At least 30 days, only that is called pera. Chazal learned out from the gematria of kodosh yihiye. Yihiye gematria 30. The third isur of a nozir, as long as he's a nozir, he may not become tomei meis. Le'aviv uleimoy, le'achiv uleachoisoy, lo'itamo lohem b'moiso meki neizer eloihov al roishoy. Even to his closest relatives, his father, his mother, his brother, his sister, he may not become tomei to them when they die. And why is this? Because he has a spiritual crown of Hashem on his head. As long as he is a nozir, the nozir himself is kodosh. In what respect? That he may not become tomei. Says Rashi, "Kol yimei nizroi kodosh hu zukdushas aguf milehi tamei lemeisim." So kodosh yihiyeh in posuk hey is referring to the hair. And Kodosh Hu in Posuk Ches is referring to the Nozir himself. Posuk Tes v'chiyamus meis halov v'fesa pis'oim v'timei roish nizroi v'gilach roishoi b'yoim ta'orosoi b'yoim ha'shevi'i yegalechenu. And if a mace dies next to the Nozir suddenly, Rashi learns olov doesn't mean on top of him, rather next to, as we saw in Parshas Bamidbor, by the olov mate menashe, perik beis posuk chof. Olov means next to. How do you become tomei to a mace that's next to you if you're in the same tent? So if that happened, befesa pisoim. Two pshatim and Rashi. Either they're describing two separate situations. Pesa means it was an oines completely out of his control. For instance, he's in an oil schmoozing with a perfectly healthy person. And all of a sudden, he drops dead, completely out of his control. That's an oines. And pisoim is referring to a shoigeg. He walked into a tent not knowing that there was a meister already. He didn't do it on purpose, but it's not an oines. That's what we call a shoigeg. That's one pshat of Rashi. Second pshat of Rashi, it's one phrase. Bethesa pisoim. It happened suddenly, namely it's referring to an oines. And as a result, he was metamei, Roish Nizroi, the head of his Nezius, either referring to the hair on his head or referring to the crown on his head that we saw in Posuk Zayin, Nezer Eloikov. So what does he have to do? He has to shave his head on the day he becomes Tohoil. Which day is that? The Posuk explains, on the seventh day. And that is because when a person becomes Tomei Meis, they have to sprinkle Eifel Poro Adum on him on the third and on the seventh day. On the seventh day, that is called, regarding this din, that is B'yoyim Tohorosoi. Rashi will explain further. It says Rashi, Pesa ze oines, Pisoim ze shoygek. V'yeshoim rim, Pesa Pisoim, Dovorechodu, Mikre shel Pisoim, a sudden occurrence, namely an oines. V'chiyom usmeis, all of, next to, how did he become Tomei if he's only next to? Boy, I'll show boy in the same tent. On the day that they sprinkled him, the second sprinkling of the Eifel Poro Adumo. Maybe I should take the word b'yom tor also in its most literal sense, when he becomes completely tor, because we know that he has to be, on the seventh day, he's got to go to the mikvah, and then he needs to wait till nightfall. He's only tor on the eighth day. Maybe that's what b'yom tor also means. Only then does he shave his head. Says Rashi, no. Talmud Loimah, the Pasuk says explicitly, b'yom ha-shvi, on the seventh day. If it says the seventh day, maybe even before they sprinkled Eva Pora Dumanim, does he shave his head? It's got to be on the day that he became toil. Namely, it has to be done after they sprinkled the Eva Pora Duma. What Rashi does not discuss, does the Gilach Ezroishoi, is that done before or after him going to the mikvah? That Rashi does not discuss. Pozuk yud uvayoyim ha-shemini yovin shetei soirim oy shenei b'nei oyno el ha-koyhein el pesach oy hel moyed. And on the next day, the eighth day from when he became Tomei, at a minimum, it could also be the ninth and tenth day, as Rashi will tell us, he has to bring korbonos, either two pigeons or two doves. He brings it to the kohen to the entrance of Oel Moed. Says Rashi, Yomeshmini Yovishtei Soirim, Lohitzi Es Hashvi, the eighth day, not the seventh day. But it's not coming to exclude the ninth and tenth. How do I know? Oy Einu Elo Lohitzi Es Hashvi. Maybe the Pasuk says eighth and not ninth. Says Rashi, no. Because Kovaz Mala Krivin, the Kovaz Mala Makrivin. The Pasuk in Parshas Emor gave us a minimum amount of days that you may not bring a korban less than that amount of days. As it says, Shoyru chesev oyeiz ki volet, voyo tachasimoy shivasyomim tiye tachasimoy, umiyoyim hashemini vahol o irotze. From the eighth day and on, you could bring it as a korban. We learn out from there. Ma kreivin the korban itself. Hichshir shmini umishmini vaholo. You could bring it on the eighth day and on. Af makrivin. So too over here. The person bringing the korban that we said, v'yem hashmini, it means shmini umishmini vaholo. From the eighth day and on. Posu gedale v'oso akoyhein. Echod lechatos v'echod leoylo. וכיפר עולוב מהשורך אותו על הנופש וקידש עשרו ישוי ביום ההוא. And the Kohen will take these two birds, whether pigeons or doves, one of them he'll process as a chatos oif, and the other one as a oilas oif. Why does he need a chatos? וכיפר עולוב, the Kohen has to atone for him, for the sin that he sinned על הנפש. What sin is this referring to? Rashi will tell us, two pshotim, based on what the word nefesh means. And then he has to start his nezirus again. He will sanctify his head, the hair on top of his nezirus, again. Says Rashi, Me'ashon choto ala nefesh. What was the chet? Pshat number one, Shaloi nizam mitumas meis. He was not careful not to become tome. According to this, the word nefesh is referring to the dead person. He was not careful from coming in contact with the dead. So this fits well with the pshat of pisoim, that it's referring to a shoigeg, that he became tomei b'shoigeg. But how do we understand if he became tomei b'oines? B'oines? What does that mean, shaloi nizor? He could not have been nizor. It's completely out of his control. Eino yodea. A second pshat, ablozor ha-kaporo imel, what chet did he do that he needs a kaporo? Shetzir atzma min hayayin. He pained himself by holding him back from drinking wine. One could ask, at the beginning of the parasha, Rashi told us that his holding himself back from wine is praiseworthy. Haroy esoyto begil kulo yazir atzma min hayayin. Lehazir lashem, lehavdil atzma min hayayin, lashem shamayim. And over here, it sounds like he needs a kapora for holding back from wine. So you have to say that in the same action, we have a mixture. There's some good parts to it and some negative parts for it. And for the negative part, he needs a kapora. He has to recount the days of his nezirus. Posuk Yud Beis v'izir ladoinu yes yimei nizroi vevi keves ben shnosoi loshom v'yomim orishonim yipelu ki tomei nizroi. And now he has to start counting a second set of his nezirus that he vowed to do. It got messed up in the middle because it became tomei. He has to start from the beginning. V'hevi keves ben shnosoi loshom. This is part of the korbonos that he has to bring because he became tomei in the middle of his nezirus. Why does the Torah put it over here, separate from the korbonos mentioned in Posuk Yud Yud Aleph? And more than that, the Torah broke it up by saying he starts his nezirus. L'chaira, I would think he has to bring his korbonos first. From here we learn out that no, this keves Ben Shnosei L'Osham is not me'akev, does not stop him from starting his nezirus. As long as he brought the Chatos Ho'if, he already could start his nezirus. He owes a keves Ben Shnosei L'Osham, but it doesn't have to be done before he starts his nezirus. And the first days he started counting do not count because he became Tomei in the middle. Says Rashi, V'izir L'Hashem Esim Enizro, Yachzo V'himne Nezirus Ha'ikivatchilo, from the beginning. This Kevetz Ben Shnosei LeOshom is the sixth Oshom we have in the Torah. The first three were in Parshas Vayikra, Oshom Me'ilois, Oshom Tolui, and Oshom Gzelois. The fourth was in Parshas Metzoiro, Oshom Metzoiro. The fifth in Parshas Kedoshim, Oshom Shivcha Harufa. And the sixth, Oshom Nozir over here, when a Nozir became Tomei in the middle of his Nezirus, he's got to bring an Oshom Nozir. Posuk Yud Gimel, V'zoyis Teiras HaNozir Beyoim, Melois Yimei Nizroi Yovi Yoisoi, El Pesach Oy Hel Moed. And the following are the halachis of a Nozir. If he indeed completed his Nezirus, he has to bring the following korbonos. Says Rashi, Yovi Oisoi. What is Oisoi referring to? Yovi es Atzmoi. He's got to bring himself. Even though Oisoi doesn't sound like he's bringing himself, says Rabbi Shmuel, that's what it means. Two other examples. Kayoitzeboi v'isiu Oisom avoin ashmo. This is if the Kohanim are not careful by eating Tum of Itaharo and by giving it to Oizo, they will bring upon themselves an Avera. Es atzmo, kayoitze boy veikboy oisoy bagai. Who buried Moshe Rabbeinu? Who covered as atzmoy? That's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. He buried himself. Posuk yudale deikriv es korbonoy ladoinoy keves ben shenosoy somim echod leoylo vechavso achaz bas shenoso temimo lechatos vay lechod tomim lishlomim. A nozir that completes his nezirus, he has to bring three korbonos: a male sheep for an oilo, a female sheep for a chatos, and a ram for a shlomim. Posuk tezvo vevesal matzois, soiles chalois, belulois bashemen, urkikei matzois, meshuchim bashomen, umin chosom, veniskehem. And he has to bring a basket of matzois, with two types of matzois, 10 loaves each. 10 loaves of soiles chalois, belulois bashemen. Those are thick matzois mixed with oil. And 10 loaves of thin matzois, rikike matzois. And there the oil was smeared on top of the matzois, not mixed, not kneaded into the dough. And minchoso v'niskeim, like every oilo and shlomim, it comes together with the flour, a flour mixed with oil and wine, as we'll see in Parshas Shlach. Says Rashi, minchoso v'niskeim, shel oilo shlomim. Why does the Torah have to specify this? Everybody knows that every oilo and shlomim comes together with a mincha and nesochim. And for Rashi, lifi shehoyu bechlal. True, they were part of the regular rule of shlomim and oilo. But v'yotzu lidoin v'davo chodosh, sheitanu lechem. There's something strange about this oilo and shlomim. There's an additional salmatzos over here. Maybe I would think that they're different also, that they don't get a mincha and a nesochim. Therefore, Echziran Lechlolon, she itanu nesochim kedin kol oilo shlomim. The Torah puts it back into the rule that they're like any other oilo shlomim, and they need a mincha and nesochim. Chalois belulois, urekike matzois, two types of matzois, eser mikol min, 10 loaves of each. Posuk de zayin, veikrivako yehene lifne adoinoi, vosores chatosoi, ves oilosoi. The Kohen brings these korbonos into Hashem, and he does the chatos and the oilo, the kivsa, the female sheep for a chatos, and the kevis, the male sheep for an oilo. Posuk yud zayin veso ayile yase zevach shlomim ladoinoi al salamatzois vosu akuyhein es min chosoi ves niskoi. And the ram, the Kohen should process as a korban shlomim, and when he shechts this ram for the shlomim, that's what's mekadesh, the sala matzois, the 20 loaves of matzois, and then the kohen should bring the mincha and the nesochim of this ayil shlomim. Says Rashi, zevach shlomim lashem al sala matzois, yishchat esa shlomim al menas lekadesh esa lechem. That's a Rashi learning with this word al. How do you shecht on the basket? It means you shecht on the condition, with in mind, with intention, that the loaves of bread become kodesh. Es minchosov es niskoi, referring to the mincha nesachim of the aisle. Posuk yud ches vegilach hanozir, pesach oyel moyedes roish nizroi, velokach es sar roish nizroi. Venosan halo ish, asher tachas, zevach ha-shlomim. And the nozir should then shave the hair of his head. Pesach oil moed literally translates, he should shave it in the azorah. But Rashi says that's not derech eretz, to take your haircut in the azorah. Rather, it's a code word. He should shave his hair after he shechted the shlomim, which is shechted Pesach oil moed. And what does he do with the hair? He puts it in the fire that's underneath the pot, cooking the shlomim. Says Rashi, v'gilecha nozir, Pesach oil moed. Yo, choyin legaleach bo azoro. You may have thought that. That's the literal translation of Pesach oil moed. Says Rashi, that can't be. Hariz der bizoyun. That's a disgrace to take a haircut on azoro. Elo v'gilecha oaz da nozir, le'achar shchitas ha-shlomim, shekosu bohen ushchotei Pesach oil moed. Pesach oil moed is a code word for shchitas ha-shlomim. Asher tachas zevach ha-shlomim, tachas adud, underneath the pot, shum avashlim boi. Lefi she shalmei nozir oyum isbashlim bo azoro. Where would they cook the shalmei nozir? They would cook it in the azoro. Could be in the Mishkan, this meant literally in the azoro. But in the Beis HaMikdosh, we know that there was a place called Lishkas HaNezirim, a special room not in the Azoro, the Ezras Yisroel, rather the Ezras Noshim. That's where the Nozir took his haircut also. Meaning the word Ba'azoro over here in Rashi, if it's in the Mishkan, it's the same Azoro he said in the previous Rashi, Yochol Galer Ba'azoro. In the Beis HaMikdosh, it's a different Azoro. It's Ezras Noshim. Shetzorich litoy lakoyen azroya achar shenizbashel ulohoniv lifnei Hashem. After the shlomim is cooked, the kohen has to take the zroya, which we're about to see in the next posuk, and he has to do tnufo with it in azoro. The word lefi in this Rashi is not so clear what the flow of the lefi is any idea. Posuk yutes velokach hakoyein es hazeroi abe shilo min ha'ayil v'chalas matzoachas min asal urekik matzoachod v'nosan al kapei anozir achar hisgal lechoyes nizroi. And the Kohen takes the zroya, the arm of the ram of the shlomim after it was cooked already. And he takes one type of loaf of each of the matzois, chalas matzo achas, the thick matzois, and the rekik matzo echo, the thin matzois, and he puts these three items, the zroya b'shelo, the chalas matzo, and the rekik matzo, he puts it on the hands of the nozir after he took his haircut already. Says Rashi, zroya b'shelo, la'achar shenizbashlo. Posuk chov, v'heini, v'yisom akuyhein, etenufo, lifnei adoinoi, Kodesh hu lakohen al chazei atenufo ve'al shoyikat rumo ve'achal yishter nozir yoyin. And the Kohen then does tenufa together with the Nozir, both hands, the hands of the Nozir and the hands of the Kohen together, similar to what we saw by Soito. And they're going to do tenufa, they're going to wave it to all four sides, up and down, and then these three items, the Zoya B'Shelo, and the Chalas Matzah, and the Rekik Matzah, they are Kodesh LaKohen, they belong to the Kohen, the Kohen is going to eat them. Besides, for the regular Choze V'Shoik that the Kohen gets from every shlomim, this is a shlomim after all. Besides for that, he also gets these three items, the zoya and the two matzois. And after all this, that's when the nozir could now drink wine. Says Rashi, kodeshu lakoyin hachalo ve'arokik ve'zoya trumohin lakoyin. Al chazei atunufo, the word al means besides for. Milavan the choze ve'shoik ha'ru'im loy mikol shlomim. Musaf al shalmi nozir azroya ze, in addition to what he got out of this zroya that he gets from the shalmi nozir. Why would I think otherwise? It's a regular shlomim. Why does the Torah have to specify chose atnufa shega tumo? The fi shayu shalmi nozir bichlal. They were part of the regular group of shlomim. But viyotsu lidin v'davar chodosh lafrosh azroya. The Torah took it out of the rule and has this new din of the Zoya. I would have thought that Chozeh V'Shoik are not applicable to the Shlomim. That they also have the din of Chozeh V'Shoik. That's what the Torah has to specifically specify Chozeh V'Shoik over here. Pozuk Chof Alev Zoy Shtiraz Hanozir Asher Yidor Korbonoi Ladoinoi Al Nizroi Milevad Asher Tasig Yodoi Kifi Nidroi Asher Yidor Kein yaseh al tiras nizroi. These are the halakhos of a nozir who makes a neder, and if he makes a neder that he wants to bring when he finishes his nizirus more than what the Torah told him to bring, namely these three korbonos, the oilo, the chatos, and the shlomim. Milvad asher tasig yodoi. This is besides if he wants to bring even more. For instance, he says, I'm going to be a nozir, and I'm going to bring 100 oilois, 100 shlomim. Kifi nidre asher yidoi, whatever he vowed when he became a nozir, ken yaseh, that's what he has to bring. Al tiras nizroi, in addition to the regular korbonos of the nozir. But it can't be less. You could only bring more. If a guy says, I'm going to be a nozir five times, but I'll only bring one set of korbanos, that he can do. It's only in addition, not to minus. Says Rashi, Milevad asher tasig yodoi, Shim omar harini nozir al menas lagalech al meyo oilois, ve'al meyo shlomim, kifi nidroi asher yidoi, ken yaseh, musaf al toiras nizroi, in addition to the regular korbanos of a nozir, al toiras an nozir musaf, you can add, but v'lo yechsal, you can't minus from that. For instance, shim omar harini nozir chomesh nezirois, I'll be five times a nozir, but al menas legaleach, only al sholosh behemos halolu, only on the three korbanos. Ein ani koy rebuy kasher yidoi ken yaseh. There we don't apply whatever he vowed, that's what he should do, because he vowed less than what's required. Then he has to bring the minimum of what the Torah says. Notice, when Rashi gave the example, he wants to bring extra korbanos, he said 100 oilois and 100 shlomim. He didn't add to the chatois. You can't add to chatois. You could only add korbanos that you could bring benedo benedovo, which is oil and a shlomim, not a chatos. Ad kan, the fifth topic of Parshas Nosoi, the topic of Nozir. On to the sixth topic of Parshas Nosoi, Birkas Koyanim. Vayedaber Adonai el Moshe lemor, daber el Aharon ve'el bonov lemor, koy sevorechu es bnei Yisrael, omor lohem. And Hashem told Moshe to tell Aharon and his children, this is the way you should bench bnei Yisrael. Omor lohem, you Aharon and your children, omor lohem, tell bnei Yisrael the following. Says Rashi, omor lohem, omor, kamoi zochoyer shomoyer, which is loshna hoive, ever present, constant. It's a constant mitzvah, not a one-time thing. Every day. Omoy lohem shiu kulom shaimim. That Aaron and Ubonov, when they do Birkas Koyanim, they have to do it in a way that everybody hears them. They have to do it loud. Omoir mole. The word Omoir is spelled with a vov, coming to teach us. The Birkas Koyanim, the Koyanim should not do it rushed. Rather, elo bekavono ubelev sholem, with kavono, with a full heart. The only way to do that, if they do it not rushed. Kavono and chipozoin don't go together. They're opposites. Pozuk chov daled, yevorechecho adoinoi, v'yishmerecho yo'er adoinoi, pono ve'lecho, v'chuneko yiso adoinoi, pono ve'lecho, v'yoseim lecho sholoim, v'samu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael, v'ani avorecheim. Hashem should bench your assets. They should multiply. And Hashem should also guard that he benched, that they multiply. What use does it have if they multiply and then robbers take it? Hashem should also watch over it. Hashem should show you his happy face, his shiny face, and he should give you chen, that you should find favor in people's eyes. And Yisro Hashem pono ve'lecho, Hashem should raise his face towards you. A person who's angry at someone else, his face is faced downwards. And the bracha is, Hashem should not be angry at you. He should raise his face and look at you, towards you. And then, v'samu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael, the Koranim should put my name on b'nei Yisrael, namely, in the Beis HaMikdosh. They should bench them with Shem HaMefoirosh, Yud Kei Vov Kei, and I, Hashem, will bless Am Yisrael, and I will take the bracha that the Kohanim give Am Yisrael seriously, and I will bless Bnei Yisrael. That's one pshat of Rashi. Second pshat, if the Kohanim are benching Bnei Yisrael, who's going to bench the Kohanim? Says Hashem, I will bench them. Says Rashi, Yevorechecho sheizbochu nechosecho, your assets should become, it should multiply. V'yishmerecho shelevo lecho shoydedim little mamoincho, robber shouldn't take it. If a person gives a gift to his servant, he can't watch it once he gave it to him. What gain did the servant get from this gift if it was robbed from him? He gives it, and he's also able to watch it even after he gave it. Sifri is the Medrash Halocho on Parsha on Sefer Bamidbor and Dvorim. Yoir Hashem pono ve'lecho, yare lecho ponim, soicha kois, ponim tzuhubois, a happy face, a shiny face. V'chuneko iten echochein, you should find favor in people's eyes. Yisro Hashem pono ve'lecho, yichboish kaasoi. He should conquer his kaas over you. Even if you did something that is worthy of Hashem's kaas, he should conquer it. And he should raise his face towards you, not like when a person is angry at somebody else. V'somu eshmi, with shmi, yevorchum shem ha-mefoirosh, yud kevovke in the Beis HaMikdosh, v'ani avorechem le-Yisrael, v'askim im ha-kohanim, I'll be maskim to their brocha. Dvoracher, ani avorechem le-kohanim, I will bench the kohanim. Adkan the sixth topic of Birkas Kohanim.